We zijn in het museum van Hornby, lopen daar met Pieter Oliver. Ze hebben er een museum gemaakt om te laten zien hoe Hornby eigenlijk gegroeid is van zeg maar dikke 100 jaar geleden tot nu. Pieter, Thomas and Friends, also known in Holland and Belgium.
Yes, this is our Thomas the Tank. Various locos we do now, coaches and what have you, which the children love. And then we have a lovely layout here for the children, where the Thomas the Tank...
Ja, laat hem maar eens gaan. Even kijken, daar komt hij. Je hoort hem. Thomas de Trein.
Ja. Okay.
Not only children like this, also parents.
Parents
love it. Grandfathers
and grandmothers. If you like, you can go down under there and look out through there, look.
Kun je onderheen kruipen, dat gaan we niet doen. Ja.
Okay.
But also back in time, I think.
Yes, now this is Hornby O-Gauge, which was made in Liverpool way back in the 1920s, 1930s. Mm-hmm. O-Gauge. Very, very expensive locos now. These, we only have a small lot, which we've got in our museum. And we've got the one here, the Princess Elizabeth, which is the most expensive O-gauge locomotive on the market at the moment. At the moment, prices range from 2,000 to 2,500, if you can get one. And then we got the ordinary ones, the coaches. So that's all O-gauge from Meccano.
Okay. Ja, je hoort het. We zijn in het Hornby Museum. Je kunt daar zien hoe de firma Hornby zich ontwikkeld heeft tot de tijd van nu, want ze bestaan nog steeds. Alle informatie kun je vinden op hornby.com.